Welcome to your Giants training camp report, brought to you by New Era. Anita Marks here with Michael Eisen. And as we know, the Giants left the Jets preseason game number two with a number of injuries, but some good news. A lot of guys back at practice, Ahmad Bradshaw being one, linebacker Mark Herzlich, and Jaquan Williams as well.
Yeah, Herzlich had a hip pointer in the game. Ahmad Bradshaw hurt his hand in the game against the Jets. They returned to practice, which is obviously good news. Jaquan Williams had not practiced since August 2nd and had missed the first two preseason games, but he was back on the field. And I just talked to him, and he said he feels no effects of his hip injury. Adrian Tracy, unfortunately, did not practice, and it's probably going to be about a week until he practices. So good news, bad news, but mostly good news.
Well, some other good news, that is wide receiver Hakeem Nicks. We know he's been dealing with a foot injury. He was back at practice, and he is happy to do so.
I might have some fresh legs for a while. That's a good thing about it. But, you know, yeah, I'm just excited about being back out here practicing with the team. I can't wait to start going for real.
So, Michael, let's talk about Hakeem Nicks. What can fans expect? Do you think they'll see him either in preseason game number three or four?
I doubt he will play in the third preseason game against Chicago. I just think it's too soon. I don't think they're going to rush him. Possibly a few plays in the final preseason game against New England just to get his feet wet a little bit. But it would not shock me if we don't see him in a game until opening night.
Also, Michael, we know Jerron Hosley left the game against the Jets on Saturday in a walking boot. He did not practice as well. Thoughts on that nickelback position? I mean, he's been battling. He's impressed the coaches. Do you think he's done enough so far, let's say, if he cannot play the remainder of the preseason, Michael?
Well, I don't think he's going to play the remainder of the preseason. I would think he has done enough to earn the job. It's just a mystery is when he's going to come back. It's really up in the air right now. They're calling it a turf toe type injury. I do think when he comes back, if he's got no ill effects from it, he will get that nickel corner spot.
Well, also offensive lineman Will Beatty did not practice. Head coach Tom Coughlin addressed the media on Sean Locklear filling that void.
Yes, he's practiced. He's a veteran football player. He knows his job. He knows what he's doing. Some things happen in a ball game with the complexities, for example, of what he saw the other night that kind of slow people down because they just don't quite understand the communication. But by and large, he's done well. There's going to have to be flexibility, whether Sean plays left or right or whether David Deal plays left or right or that type of thing. So, but, you know, we obviously expect and live in expectation that Beatty will come back to the practice field. Now, something would happen otherwise. We'd have to do some. And, of course, it's close. We're getting close, and those five guys need to play a lot together.
So, Michael, thoughts on the offensive line? We heard from head coach Tom Coughlin, Sean Locklear, maybe the possibility of moving David Deal back to left tackle. Your thoughts?
Well, it's interesting. Will Beatty is out. I don't know how long he's out, when he's going to come back, if he's going to come back. You would think, since Sean Locklear has said his best position is the right side and David Deal has played the left side the last few years, they'd switch. But right now, Tom Coughlin seems reluctant to change him. He's leaving Locklear on the left, Deal on the right. He's more concerned with getting the five starting linemen more time together. So right now it does not look like a switch is imminent.
Michael Eisen, Anita Marks for your training camp report.